Okay, we started recording. Now, if you think about it, life is a whole journey of problem solving, one problem after another, big problems, little problems, sometimes a whole heap of them that we're working on at the same time. So if we're only going to feel good when we've solved it, then we're going to be feeling crappier a whole lot more than we need to. Hang on while I just get that mic set up better. Let's talk about the big stuff, the kind of problems that produce that horrible feeling of dread or rage or anguish. The kind of problems that can seem so big that we might even have to numb ourselves off or disconnect ourselves in the overwhelm of them. How can we feel good while we're solving those kind of problems? How can we possibly feel peaceful or curious or excited or happy, maybe even joyful, while we're in the middle of solving some kind of big issue like a serious health problem or a relationship breakup or a really stressful situation at work, a financial disaster, or even a political or environmental meltdown around us? And believe it or not, I wrote those notes before Russia invaded the Ukraine. I mean, crikey, is it even possible to feel good while going through those kinds of things? When I say it's not only possible, it can be easy, I expect some of you are going to want to slap me. I got to tell you that a while back, I would have slapped me. I would have wanted to have slapped me. Your inner guidance system is the key to all of it. You follow your inner guidance system to figure out what you need to know, what action you need to take, what you need to change, and when you need to know or do it. It's by following our inner guidance system that feelings like peacefulness and excitement and curiosity and bubbles of happiness and even joyfulness become the norm. It becomes the center point to which you return even when really crappy things are going on around you. So what do I mean by inner guidance system? We've got a load of new people here today. So what do I mean by inner guidance system? Is that like those random intuitions that come to you occasionally? My answer is kind of like that, but much bigger and much more consistent and a whole heap more reliable than mere intuition. Mere intuition than random intuition. And our inner guidance, we each of us have our own unique way that we experience our inner guidance system, and it's utterly unique to us. We can't copy anyone else's way of doing it. I actually think that most of the problems in the world come from not understanding that other people do it differently to us. We can't copy anyone else's way of doing it because that's the source of that feeling like we're not enough. For the new people among us, I've put a more detailed explanation of the feel-good problem-solving process and the five ways of feeling up on the webpage that I've linked to the seminar here. And if you're in on phone, when I send you the recording, it'll link to that webpage and you'll be able to see that. It's kind of like flashcards that give you a visual as well as an explanation. But we don't want to be here for hours. So instead of talking in detail about the five ways of feeling, today we're actually going to focus on feeling our own unique combination of those five ways of feeling in our quiet mind. And today's quiet mind is going to be about establishing a feel-good feeling about the problem itself as a first step. And then I'll work with some people on live individually. Now, if you enjoy this seminar, let me remind you that when I send you this recording, share it around, because it's going to be a very big deal at a time like this. So what we're going to do to start off with is actually do the quiet mind for everyone, and then move into some individual work. We start with finding the feel-good feelings around the problem itself. In this case, whatever the problem is that you're bringing to the seminar today. We start with finding the feeling good right at the beginning, because it's the most important part of feel-good problem solving. You know, it makes sense, doesn't it? If we start the problem solving feeling good, then it's easier to follow the guidance and find that feel-good center again when we get pulled out of it for any reason. But given that it's likely that the problem already exists, I mean, you know, you've brought the problem to the seminar, and that we're probably already feeling crappy about it, we still want to get to a place where we can genuinely experience peacefulness, genuine calm, maybe excitement about the process of solving it, curiosity about the big picture around it, happiness, whatever feeling good comes up while we're thinking of this problem. And I know, I can actually feel some of you going, what the hell? It sounds so big, doesn't it? And for some of you, it might be. Some of you might even think it's impossible. I promise you, it's not. Finding the feel-good problems around the problem itself is what we're actually going to work on today, because it's the most important part. That's where we're going to start. Some problems are so big that there's layers in them that take time as well. So let's get started on the first layer. Or all the way for some of you. So make yourselves comfortable in your chair. I'm going to take a drink of water. Normally my seminars are really interactive, and they'll be interactive again when we finish this quiet mind. Do you think it's coincidence that we're talking about an incredibly powerful place of problem solving in harmony with the universe, and that we've got a madman in Russia, God bless him, trying to pull the world into war? And here we are learning how to problem solve with our own problems, which will be the perfect contribution to the energy in the world at the moment. I don't think that's a coincidence. So, smiling a little, just soften your eyes and smile a little bit with your eyes, and pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Notice the way that the lower part of your ribs moves on your outward breath. The smiling part is important, so give me just a little smile as you pay gentle attention to your outward breath and the way that the lower part of your ribs just kind of squashes the breath from your lungs. Notice how you feel right now. Smiling gently. Notice how that little smile makes the breath just a little sweeter and easier and more flowing. I've noticed that if I'm frowning, this is another reason for smiling. Just a little tiny smile. It doesn't have to be a big one. Just a gentle softening of your face and a softening of your eyes and a gentle smile. Because I've noticed that if I'm frowning, I'm trying too hard. And trying too hard is one of the biggest ways that gets in the road of this lovely stuff flowing easily. And that's why we have this focus on soft eyes with a gentle smile. Paying gentle attention to that outward breath. Now in this space, make a commitment to be gentle with yourself while you look at this problem today. What does being gentle with yourself mean to you? Does it mean not struggling, not being hard on yourself? Does it mean doing it the easy way? Does it bring a smile to your face to think of being gentle on yourself? Do you feel peaceful or bubbles of happiness or even excitement at that idea? Or do you feel something else? Just notice what you're feeling about the idea of being gentle with yourself. If anyone feels crappy about this, you won't be on your lonesome. But if you feel crappy about being gentle on yourself while you look at this problem today, then set your intention of finding relaxation in our time together instead. And contact me later after the session for some extra support. Now, how would you set your intention to find relaxation? It's really simple. Just smile a little and make a conscious decision to find relaxation in this time together. And we'll all pause for a minute so that anyone who feels crappy about being gentle on themselves today can make that thoughtful decision. Everyone else, just keep noticing your outward breath. And the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of breath from your lungs. Breathing more and more smoothly, more and more easily. Okay, folks. Our next step is to notice what we feel like about this problem that you're bringing to the seminar and allow the feelings that come up to guide us to whatever we need to know or do in order to feel good at this beginning of solving this problem. The problem might be a big one with many steps to its resolution. And we want to be feeling good on the journey itself as we journey to resolve this problem. I remember the first time someone told me I should enjoy the journey. I wanted to slap them then too. There was some violence in me when I was younger. For some people, getting the problem itself feeling good can be the biggest part of resolving it. Remember, we want to be feeling good about the problem itself before we start working on resolving it. And yeah, look, I know I'm repeating this. It's a big deal and I really want to sink it into our minds and bodies and spirits. It's the most important part of the process. We want to be noticing everything about what is about this problem before we go about changing anything. If we start trying to make changes before we've noticed everything about what's already happening, then we risk changing something that doesn't need changing. Just pause on that for a second. if we start trying to make changes before we've noticed everything about what is already happening, then we risk changing something that doesn't need changing. We risk changing something that is already a perfect step on the way to resolving the problem. And we risk struggling unnecessarily and manifesting more struggle. Just sit on that and feel for the truth of that, or not, for yourself. Noticing your outward breath. Your truth is more important to you than mine is. Is that true? If we start trying to make changes before we've noticed everything about what is already happening, then we risk changing something that doesn't need changing. We risk changing something that is already a perfect step on the way to resolving the problem. And we risk struggling unnecessarily. And we manifest more struggle. Is that true or not? Just smile with your eyes. And the answer will pop up when it's ready. Today, in the session, later today, tomorrow, next week, whatever. Is that true? Ooh. Of course, that by itself is creating a cascade of insights. Just letting the energy shiver down my back. Paying gentle attention to your outward breath and soft eyes and a little smile. Here's another important thing to know. We're all utterly unique and we'll all be feeling and doing this differently. We don't just know that we're all different here in this community. We actually celebrate our uniqueness. Our inner guidance system is an internal thing. It's actually my personal inner guidance system is me. The gloriousness of me and my connection with the divine. It can't come from someone else, and that's why you'll always hear me pulling you over and over and over again into you and your internal guidance system and your connection with your inner wisdom and your connection with your divine. Okay. I'm going to step you through all kinds of ways of feeling, all of which are utterly perfect, all of which are just messages from your inner guidance system that will actually guide you to the place where you can feel good about the problem itself. Some of these ways, because we've got a whole heap of new people on today, some of these ways of feeling won't resonate with you. You might even wonder what the heck I'm talking about because that's not how you do it. That's okay. That's the uniqueness thing. We all feel differently. Some of these ways of feeling will resonate with you. And when they do, just flow with those feelings that you do feel, knowing that there is no such thing as bad feelings. There's only guidance. That is such a big deal. There is no such thing as bad feelings, only guidance. Now, I'm not going to ask you to feel for the truth of that or not for yourself yet. That's something for later. There will be plenty of inspiration in that today. Smiling and breathing, paying gentle attention to the bottom part of your ribs as they squash that last little bit of breath from your lungs. And notice the tiny pause at the bottom of your breath, just tiny. You're not doing that on purpose, you're just noticing what's happening. Just smile at that tiny pause. As you just notice that it's happening. While you're doing that, you might even notice where just for a split second that you don't even need to breathe at all. And that when you do breathe, the inward breath is filled with abundance and it's smooth and easy. Easier than it was before. Allow your attention to flow outwards from your breath and notice all of what the inside of your body feels like. Still with soft eyes. This is just noticing, not doing. You might feel your heart beating. You might notice your heart beating. You might notice tensions and discomforts in your body. You might notice emotions. You might feel energy moving around your body, tingling and flowing. You might have thoughts and ideas coming across your mind. Smiling gently. Notice everything about how you feel inside now and let it all flow. Let it all flow. Knowing that this is your inner guidance system, that it's a precious part of you. All of your feelings are a precious part of you. Even the ones that you thought were negative are a precious part of you. It's your connection to your own soul. It's messages from your own soul. Smiling and breathing and noticing. Still smiling softly with your eyes. Notice what changes in your body when you think about the problem that you've brought to the seminar today. Just observe what changes, knowing that they're just messages from your inner guidance system, and that when you understand them, they'll just disappear. What's happening to your breath and your heartbeat and your tensions and discomforts with your energy and your emotions and your thoughts when you think about this problem that you've brought today? Just notice everything about what's happening. Keep that gentle smile happening, that desire to be gentle on yourself while noticing everything that's happening inside of you. Be aware and open to the idea that because of the way we experience our connection to others, that what you're feeling may not even be yours while you're thinking of this problem. And if this is your first time with us and that's a foreign concept, then you can relax. We'll be doing more around this when I work with some people individually, and you'll see how easily that flows. Flow with whatever comes up while you're thinking about this problem, while you're allowing yourself to observe this problem, with the confidence that we're holding you here in a sacred space. You might even feel resistance. And that's perfect too. Just notice it. Observe it. Observe how well the resistance is looking after you, how well it's been looking after you. That can be such a big deal, noticing how well resistance has been looking after us. Still smiling softly with your eyes, knowing that the way inner guidance comes for you is utterly perfect. The problem, I dare say the problem is not perfect. The crap around this problem is not perfect. But these messages from the inside of you are perfect. They are messages from your own soul about what has to happen, what has to change in order to feel good about this problem from this point so that you can enjoy the journey to resolve it. I'm going to say that again because it's such a big deal. The problem, I dare say the problem is not perfect. The crap around this problem might not be perfect either, but the messages from the inside of you about the problem are perfect. They're messages from your own soul about what has to happen, what has to change, how you play your part in order to feel good about this problem from this point, so that you can enjoy the journey to resolve it. Smiling and breathing, no right or wrong. The aha moments or the insights come or they don't come. They come now or they come later. Smiling and breathing. Guidance happening or no guidance happening just yet. All of it's perfect. Just relaxation as you notice everything that's available to you right now. About what is about this problem. Notice any thoughts and ideas, no matter how negative you think they are, just notice them. And notice any patterns of what those thoughts feel like if they're negative, if they're what you think of as negative. Follow and observe those thoughts, smiling gently, open, allowing them to flow all the way to the gold at the bottom of them. Notice your breath and your heartbeat and how your body feels physically, the energy moving, the emotions, all utterly, smilingly perfect messages designed in this instance to notice everything that is about this problem that you've brought to the seminar today. Open to any guidance that those messages might bring you now or later, all in utterly perfect time. Soft, gently smiling eyes, observing, open with a gentle curiosity and a willingness to understand or bear witness to or just be with whatever your mind and body and spirit is bringing to your attention inside you. What's the message here? Stay open to the idea that what you might be feeling here might not be all yours. In our connection to others, we can feel their feelings so clearly and vividly and strongly sometimes that we think they're our feelings. The intensity of the feeling does not make it ours. The intensity comes from not listening, not knowing how to listen, being unable to listen, or unable to act. It always surprises people how intensely they can feel other people's stuff. Breathing and smiling. Just allowing the answers to flow or not. Allowing the insights to flow or not. Just open with gentle curiosity and willingness to understand or bear witness to or just be with whatever your body, mind, and spirit is bringing with this problem. We'll just breathe for a few moments. Now that feels done. Stretch a bit. Feel the skin, feel the clothes on your skin. Blink your eyes gently. That's one of Deb's saying. Deb's my yoga teacher, and she's on the call today. Beautiful Deb. Some of you might need to walk this in. So if you can stand up, if you can manage to stand up with your earphones still in and still hear what's going on, then stand up and walk very slowly around the room, feeling your feet on the floor. If you're tethered to the desk, like I am with a line, then just very slowly flex your feet and your toes and feel the beingness of the earth underneath your feet. Allow your bodies, allow your joints to slide into place. I'm sure some of you won't have had any idea beforehand how big a physical impact this work can have. Okay. Now, first of all, does everyone feel complete? By that I mean, does everybody feel relaxed and okay about this session? You may not have had all the insights that you're looking for. Very often they come while we're working, but they just as often come afterwards. You could wake up in the morning with the insight on your mind. It might be while you're out with your horses, or it might happen while you're walking your dog, or it could even happen while you're reading a book. But if there's anyone who doesn't feel complete, mention it in the, if there's any kind of churning kind of upset still there, mention it in the chat room and Carolyn will help you in there. And you put your hand up by pressing star 2 on your little keyboard. Okay, looks like everybody's feeling cool. If there's somebody on the recording listening later who isn't complete, at the end of that quiet mind, then email me. We don't leave anybody swinging here. Okay. Who'd like to work with me on the next part of their problem? Put your hand up, star 2. Could be a health issue, a financial issue, a relationship issue. Could be the war in Ukraine. You know me. I'm going to start opening people up if someone doesn't put up their hand. thank you, Ariana. Okay. I saw your email. You've got some health stuff going on.
Jenny, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Did you see my last email?
Only to skim it. Because it came in late yesterday.
Foot off.
Okay, so what problem did you bring into the seminar today?
Right, what I brought in today is the long-standing one of me not sleeping properly.
Okay.
What came, which will make you laugh like a drain, was it's part of the trying too hard.
Why are we surprised about that?
But I'm not entirely sure about the mechanics of this.
Okay, just pause for a second. Trying too hard. So how about you just drop in to your inner guidance system? You're well practiced at doing that.
Yep.
Drop into your inner guidance system. What works best for you, breath or heartbeat? I'm just getting you to share this with everybody who's new.
Yeah, with me, it's grounding, basically.
Okay, cool. Grounding to the earth. That's a beautiful way of bringing you to your inner guidance. So, how about we honour the trying too hard itself?
Right.
So drop into your outward breath. Ground yourself to the earth. Wriggle your feet and feel the beingness of the earth underneath your feet. And just be with trying too hard.
I'm getting the business of the merry one listening and sitting on a chair and trying to lift it up.
That's it, soft eyes. Literally honouring the trying too hard. You know, it's our heart and desire to improve the things around us, to improve ourselves and improve the things around us. It's our heart and desire that drives us to do better and be better. So it's a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because without that heart and desire, we'd have nothing. There. What just happened just then?
I got told two things. Firstly, perfectionism will ruin me.
Is that what you got just then?
The other thing's just gone. I can't remember what it was. There's something else.
That's gorgeous. What fascinates me about the ones that come in and then disappear is, and you've had this happen before, you've had gobsmacking profound changes that everybody around you has noticed, so big that everybody around you can see it and hear it in your voice, and you've gone, what changed? Nothing's changed. Those ones that slide in and out like that are literally rewired neural pathways.
Yeah.
And because it's rewired, you can't remember it.
That's really interesting, Jenny.
I love it. I can hear Sandra laughing from here.
I remember at all. That is really, really interesting.
Yes, I've had some insights that came in so big and so powerful, and then I've gone to tell Sue and Sandra and Carolyn about them and Narelle and gone, I forget what it was now. And they're the ones that tend to get at my temper, you know, because those of you who've been on before, those of you who've been on before will know that my journey's been with anger and temper and stuff like that. And those changes of neural pathway have just changed stuff. People who meet me, sorry about that noise that probably came in your ear then when I moved my keyboard, that change in me is so profound. People look at me now and think I'm really this really gentle, loving person. Holy crap. That was so not me. And in fact, I'm still a warrior spirit. But Carolyn just said sent a message for you, Oriana. She said, smile at the trying too hard whenever you become aware of it.
Yeah.
Because we're changing patterns here.
Sure.
You know, we're changing lifetime patterns. You know, when we're a perfectionist, for all we know, you could have some genetic inheritance going on with this, some genetic predisposition. Now, genetic predispositions don't mean that we have to go there.
Yeah.
But that sweet, soft noticing whenever it comes up, and just smiling at it, as Carolyn said, is going to change those neural pathways. And everybody on this call listening is going to smile at that stuff we talked about the changes in the neural pathways, because your voice has changed dramatically.
Yeah. I can actually sense that now.
Yeah.
And I got an image of waves flowing too.
Oriana's, just for the rest of you, Oriana's natural talent is mental feel. So she gets visions and images and words. It's her connection to her inner guidance system. Although these days you're feeling energy and physical stuff quite strongly too, aren't you?
Yes, and I think what's happened recently has also been opening heart feel.
Oh, yes, I've noticed that in your emails. Yeah, wasn't my heart feel, you know, that automatic no judgment and no blame of others was not my natural talent, I can tell you. I still have to do a double take sometimes. Okay, super. Much love to you, Sunshine.
Thanks.
Who's going next? You know me. I'm going to start opening people up. Who's dithering and would like to? Angela, I'm not going to open you up on purpose. But if you'd like to join in, put your hand up. It would be good to have someone with a health issue. Okay, I'm going to start opening people up. No. 649, is that you, Katie?
Nope. 649.
Yes, that's you.
5846. No, that's Corinna.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Me, I'm fine. Thank you.
So, how did that meditation go for you? How did that quiet mind go?
It's good. I'm feeling pretty calm, peaceful, etc. at the moment anyway. I am working sort of, not working on things, no, I'm observing things happening in my life. And I have, because I have my oldest son staying here with me at the moment, and which is a blessing and a curse both. but no, it's all, and at one point I was quite sort of tense about it all, but I'm so much more relaxed now. I've been observing things and I've been getting answers for myself about things, and so I'm feeling pretty good.
Cool. So are you comfortable with me asking you what problem you brought to the seminar today? And please feel comfortable to say, oh, no, thanks.
No, well, I haven't, as I say, no, I haven't really brought a problem because I sort of was listening. And because I've been observing and things happening and what's going on, and I'm just because we would both get tense with each other at times, but then it's just so much easier. I've been more relaxed about him being here.
When that tension came up, were you able to drop into your inner guidance system straight away, or did you have to go away and do some quiet minds with your horses or something?
I suppose I just observed and I thought, well, because I'm, I guess, a thinker rather than a feeler at times.
That's mental feel. That's your mental feel at work. Yep.
And often, although sometimes, right, okay, it's like, oh, I shouldn't feel like this. And I stopped that and said, okay, this is how I feel. Why do I feel like this?
Oh, well done you.
And then it's working from, okay, so I feel like this because I need to do or something, it's like, okay, so how do I do that? And then the answer comes.
Excellent.
So it's really, really good.
Well done you. Well done you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those kind of tensions within families can blow up. So having a skill that can help you find the sweet spot around it. Woohoo! Well done you.
Well, see, you have a good teacher and you learn.
Oh, bless you. No. Thank you. No, okay, but I'm gonna open somebody else up. Shelley, would you like to join in?
Oh, yes and no.
Well, let's observe the no first. Just have a feel into it because. No is a very powerful word. So just sit with that no for a second. And feel if that's a no or if that's really excitement at the bottom of it. There's someone on the call who actually said no to me recently in such a powerful way. And it was like, wow, we had a lot of mental hugs across the ether.
Well, I have to laugh at this, Jenny, because what came through the quiet mind, what I've been bumping up against here is my superpower of invisibility. And I'm at a place in my business right now where I really, it's time to get out and let myself be seen.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of fear around that.
Wow. So what if you could just sit and honor that fear? It's both, you know, the fear is such a paradox. Before we get too far into this, I just want to read this note from Carolyn for Corinna. Your inner guidance system, the way you're doing it, Corinna, is so beautiful. What what it does is it stops you from being drawn into other people's emotional stuff. Now, Shelley, there's going to be a reason that Carolyn's message came through just at the point when you were dropping into your fear. It's not all yours.
Huh.
Wow. Can you feel the goosebumps running up and down your back?
Yeah.
Holy shit, whose is it? Actually, just enjoy the goosebumps. My whole body is like vibrating. It's so big. Is yours? I've got my hair standing on end.
I'm trying to feel into it to see where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Because okay. It felt like mine.
Yeah, but that's the thing, sweetheart. The intensity doesn't make it out.
Yeah.
You know, we were taught not to listen to our own feelings, let alone anybody else's.
Yeah.
Okay, so who or what was the first thing that popped into your mind and then you dismissed it?
I think what it is a bigger collective thing. Collective consciousness.
Okay, super. Okay, so even as you feel that, we've all got big society stuff going on over the last 2 years and right now. Like we have a world in fear right now. And over the 2 years we've had over the last 2 years we've had a world in fear. We've had fear deliberately promoted.
Yes.
Carolyn just said that she was whooshed back in time around the question of whose is it. Carolyn's doing a big noticing around time stuff over the last while.
Now, this has also been a big thing for me throughout my life. Like, I know that I've been working with this for most of my life. Is the fear of being seen, that it's not safe.
Mm-hmm. So if this is a collective thing, just sit and breathe with it, sweetheart. Honor that fear. There's a reason. If you're being this affected by the collective fear, there's a reason for that. And in terms, I'm going to be explaining this to the new people while I'm talking, not just to you because you get so much of this already. But fear's designed to keep us safe. The only thing wrong with fear is sitting in it. And not figuring out what we need to know or do to make ourselves safe. So if you can just sit with the paradox of the yuck of that fear, knowing that there's a rightness behind it. And there's the softening kind of feeling. We've got some cockatoos here putting some emphasis on this for you. So let's come at this fear a different way, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
We know this isn't yours, right? We know that we can do even the deepest and most meaningful and darkest stuff with lightness of spirit. So let's see if we can find some lightness of spirit behind this fear. Can you find a feeling of openness and willingness to understand what this collective fear is trying to tell you? This is a message from your own soul, sweetheart. This is not a crushing burden.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message from your own soul. And given that it's been going on all your life, it's probably around your purpose in life. That felt like a monkey just came off your back. Can you find the feeling of openness and curiosity and willingness around this collective fear that's been sitting on you for so long? See, here's the thing, and again, I'm talking more to the new people than to you, but the answer itself is not important. It's your feeling of openness and willingness to get the answer that's important. So it's your feeling of openness and willingness and curiosity, or, you know, whatever it is that opens you up to... Mm-hmm. Understanding the message, to getting the message, that's the part that's important, not the answer. Now, let me explain that a bit more. See, the feeling of openness and willingness and curiosity and about what that feeling's about, that's the part that makes it possible to enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
See, if your purpose in life is somewhere around holding, gosh, I love working with Carolyn when I'm working like this. She's just sent you a message, Shelley. The monkey off your back is going to happen in the future. I felt that monkey come off your back. That was really interesting. But she says it's going to happen in the future when you get the insight around the fear and why it's helped you before. This invisibility stuff has helped you before.
It feels like past life stuff.
Okay, so just sit with that. Past life stuff, when it comes up, is an opportunity to do it better this time. It's simple, you know, we don't have to get complicated about it. It's just an opportunity to do it better this time. So can you find that feeling of willingness to know what that fear is trying to tell you?
Yes.
Can you feel the feeling of willingness? We've got to be careful that this is a feeling, not a technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now. Notice everything about that feeling of willingness,
mm-hmm,
around that fear.
I just had this sensation that went from my heart right down my left side.
I know. All the hair on my body is standing on end. There was this whoosh of energy and all the hair on my body just stood on end. You just hit the jackpot, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Can you feel the flow in this? Just soak this up, kiddo.
Yeah.
That flowing feeling is you in harmony with the universe.
Wow, thank you.
And everybody's smiling with you in this beautiful sacred space. Soak up what this feels like in your body, sweetheart, because when you hit this kind of flow around something as big as something like this that's been going on all your life, there's going to be some big changes to your body.
Okay.
20 years younger. We look forward to before and after photos.
Ooh, I look forward to that too.
This is what I call a powerful place of problem solving. So now think about the problem that you came into the seminar with, and all you can feel is flow.
Yeah.
Am I right? You can still feel that beautiful, powerful flow. That flow, it's like a river.
There's an energy of possibility around you now. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I feel it like I'm laying back in a river and the universe is just carrying me along on this powerful force. Where very little effort's needed from me to steer it. So, everyone, soak that up. Everyone, soak up. Everybody who's listening to this now or on the recording later, just pause and soak up the wonder. And what's just happened here? You can feel everybody smiling with you. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Okay, who wants to go at what Shelley just got?
Thank you. Jump in there, guys. It's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a willingness, you know, there's a willingness to be vulnerable there, isn't there? We've got someone who's put their hand up. I'll get to them in a second. There is a willingness to be vulnerable when you come in and talk to me like this. But man, it's worth it.
Yes, definitely. Thank
and
you.
And it's such a sacred place. Oh, big hug, sweetheart. I'm so pleased for you.
Jenny,
can I
say something here? Because I've always felt like I've been open to figuring out how to work through this kind of stuff. But what we just did was so much different and more powerful, and I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah. Thank you. The gift that I bring is a group gift. I can't tell you how, I can't even describe to you how blessed I've been with the people around me. Narelle, who will be listening to the recording, Sue from the bush, who's not with us. Carolyn in Portugal. Oh my God, that woman just awes me with her heart feel.
Yeah.
Sandra in Queensland has, I've known her for, gosh, at least 8 years, maybe longer, and she stepped into working with our team in the last year, and holy shit, that woman's a dynamo. So I'm surrounded by people who, and all the people who went through the Einstein Factor program last year, Deb, who's on the call, and Ariana in Portugal, who's just done some of the most amazing work with herself, with her heart and desire to be the best that she could be. Ina's in Germany. I mean, I could just keep listing people. Mary in Victoria, you know, the group of people who are doing Ease and Grace at the moment. Oh my God, they're knocking my socks off. So what we're doing, it's first of all, we're working in an amplified field. That's what Carolyn wanted to draw to your attention, that we're working in an amplified field when we're working like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amplified field created by a bunch of gobsmacking women who walk their talk. So that it's not, you know, we've been expanding this incredible group of women over the last very long time, and every one of them walks their talk. Somebody said to me recently, I had to stop her in the middle of a conversation and say, oh, I've got a whopping not quite right here. I'm going to have to deal with this and figure out what it's about. And I'll come back to you, because it was already a difficult conversation. And she said, oh, my God, you're so rigorous. And I kind of, you can't see the look on my face, I kind of had my eyebrows up and I was surprised. And I said, I'm rigorous at following my good feelings and listening to my not quite rights to figure out what I need to know or do or change, because my happiness depends on it.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'm stuck in the not quite right, whatever that not quite right might be, whether it's fear or anger or frustration or guilt or shame or, you know, God knows what. So it's that rigorousness. You're a beautiful person. You visited me here. You're the Shelley who visited me here, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Ah, wonderful. I've got a beautiful photo of you with one of my horses.
Oh.
Mm. Did I not send it to you?
No.
I must keep my eye out next time it comes up in my phone, and I'll shoot it off to you.
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Mm. Okay. Big hugs and thank you. Thank you for sitting with the no and choosing to say yes. Well,
thank you.
You know, I'm not, because you chose to say yes, I would have celebrated, you know, just as much. But look at what came out of it.
Yes.
Much love to you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Whoever that phone number is that's ending in 322, who's this?
Hey, Jenny, it's Katie here.
Ah, excellent, Katie. How are you, sunshine?
Right on cue.
I knew I was going to be talking to you today.
Oh, what a beautiful shares, and oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
Mm. I couldn't not get involved. I held back and went, oh, this is so yummy.
Okay, so what problem did you bring into the, are you comfortable about talking about the problem you brought into the seminar?
Well, excuse me. Yeah,
or do you want to talk about what came up in your meditation?
Yes, actually, that's a good point. I wanted to bring up that I had an awareness. When I go to pick a particular problem, I find that like three of them all want to jump in, and all at once, so different areas. It's like I guess that's just the way that my my guidance system will not guess. It's the way my guidance system wants to bring it all in, like a big party or something. But I like to.
Okay, let's pause right here. Mm. This is a perfect subject. Thank you so much for bringing it up. So what I'd like to do with you is drop you in to find the root causes underneath all three of them.
Right. Excuse me. The other thing I just wanted to add in that seemed really profound to me, which always the profound seems so simply obvious to me after the fact, but was that the patterns for me might be as strong as the actual problem. I'll say that again, the pattern, like a lot of these local problems that are there are ones I've had for years, and the pattern, the habitual neural pathway, I wonder if it's not so set that it becomes habitual more than, what am I trying to say here? Because I've done quiet minds on all these so-called problems, and
Yeah. It
keeps looping. It's like a loop, and it's almost insanity. Well, it is insanity when it does that, but it gets stuck. Like, well, maybe I got an answer, then we're back to the same thing. And it's like, what the heck's going on with that? Unless, as you say, the layers, and you go underneath just dealing with each particular thing that's been there for ages. It's like,
okay. So do you realise that we've both expressed the same thing two different ways?
Okay.
You've just identified the patterns, that there's a pattern underneath all three things, and I'm coming in
that's
and
right.
saying, why don't we look for the root cause under all three problems?
Yep, good. That's good. The validation of that.
Yeah. So how's that?
that feels good because I'm a very specific person. I mean, you know me for a long time. Details, I think, are beautiful, but they're also where I think this paralysis and this loop kind of keeps going over and over. So the details become the
can you
the trigger
see that loop? Yeah, can you see that loop in your mind?
Yeah, now while I'm actually talking with you in this beautiful energetic field, the awareness of it, of the frustration of picking this problem or picking that one, and then getting some insight, and then it going straight back to the same kind of feeling of it hasn't rectified, I haven't got understanding, you know, for very long. I'll get it in a moment, but then it goes back to this, and it's like, what is going on with that, you know? And I'm talking years, like, you know, the same stuff that just keeps loop, and it's like, So I just had that awareness.
So how about you drop into your inner awareness, which you're already in, but just drop in a bit deeper? Take the opportunity in this amplified field to drop deeper. Holy shit, you're good. And just observe the loop itself. Bring openness and willingness and curiosity and smiley stuff at the loop itself. Whatever this is, darling, has absolutely looked after you. This is not some wicked thing in the deep dark past. This has looked after you.
That's beautiful.
You can
af-
afford to, you can afford to smile at it.
I just did.
You can,
oh
you
my
can,
God,
af- yeah, you can afford,
I mean,
to love the shit awesome. Out of it.
Mm, instead of like, the frustration is insane. It's like, what the hell is wrong with me? Mm, it's nice to spin it the other way and go, oh, isn't that amazing?
Okay. Now you've taken the overwhelm out of it, and now you can really see what's going on. Now you're in a place of possibility to see what's really going on. Katie, you've just hit the flow. Can you feel
it? Yeah, I can.
Yeah. So this flow, it's absolutely full of infinite possibilities. Look around you. You can kind of feel the infinite possibilities kind of vibrating around you.
And it is just that. It's not the details like the mind likes to. My mind loves the details. It's actually way beyond that, to everything losing its structure and becoming energetic, like a fuzziness.
And then notice how you can come from that back into the detail. Start pulling it back into the detail.
See, I get a bit derailed with that.
Okay, perfect. Smile at the derailing. Because this is what life is. This is the practicality of a spiritual life. I'm just about dancing up and down in my freaking chair here.
isn't it? It is. This is
the practicality of a spiritual life is being able to bring from that beautiful, big, infinite possibilities and bring it into practical application in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So take yourself back. You know how to find the big flow place. Go take yourself back there now. You've only got a smile to take yourself back there.
Yeah, okay.
There it is. It's there as clear as anything. Soak that up so that you can find this whenever you need to. Now, what I want you to do, don't do it until I finish talking. What I want you to do is bring that flow back into the actual, into one of those problems. Just pick anyone, doesn't matter. And at the point where it starts to go off what you're feeling is off track, I want you to pause and melt off it and just sit there and hold the energy of it. Be with it at the point that it starts derailing. Okay, when you're ready.
Okay.
Sit with the flow. Get really happy with that. It's like, I'm talking to everybody else here while you just sit with that. It's like, what use is our spirituality if there's no practical application of it? Okay, so the idea is actually causing your problems, am I right?
I'm really trying to merge them. It's almost like water flowing together, but it hits like a wall.
Okay.
Then I've got to go back into the river and then come back and then I lose it. And then
okay. So from from the beautiful flowing place of infinite possibilities. From that place, can you honor that wall that has absolutely looked after you all your life?
How does it look after me with such frustration? I don't understand.
The frustration is the need for change.
Okay, so that's where it's so looked after me? Letting me know that?
That's not how I would have expressed it, but how I would have expressed it isn't important.
Okay.
There is whatever's going on underneath you, sweetheart, has actually looked after you. The frustration, I think, is different. You know, it's saying, come on, Katie, do things differently. Something's got to change.
Yeah, right.
But the root cause here, the root of this, is something that has looked after you.
Okay. I'm open to that. I don't understand it. I haven't got the insight, but I'm open to curiosity of that, of understanding that.
Sandra's asking, what's the purpose or intention? You know, as you come from the flow of those infinite possibilities back into the practical application of your problem, what's your intention?
Clarity or understanding.
Okay, how about you pull it back to being with it? Observing everything about it.
Just the whole energetic makeup of it, you mean?
Yeah. Whatever comes to you. So you've got a doing, intention there. I'm trying to get you into a being intention.
Yeah. Yeah, it's softer. That's much better.
There you go. Your third eye's just opened more.
Yeah.
Well, my third eye just opened more.
It's funny. I always appreciated and loved the idea of details and me being into details, but I'm noticing that that's when I actually get pulled out of the flow. It's when I become more generalised and I stay in that vastness, the possibility that softness stays there, just integrating them, I suppose. And as you say, into the practical, it's lovely to have a great meditation, but if you come out and you hit the world and it's all shit, and you're not able to carry that across, then as you say, it's not practical, it doesn't change within your life.
That's the beauty of what we do, sweetheart, is the practicality of it.
Yeah, the merging.
So now, this time, your intention is to go from the flow to the problem and just be with it. Honor everything about it. Observe everything about it. I used some very good words earlier. Let me just refresh my memory. The problem might not be perfect. The crap around the problem is definitely not perfect. But the messages are. bearing witness to or just being with. There you go, the power's building. Katie, there's laughter in this. Can you feel the laughter?
Laughter or lightness, is it? Doesn't matter. Like this stuff that is there, that's doing its thing. It's part of my story, part of my life path, but I make it so important, so big, and it doesn't really matter. Like all we're talking about, the edges of things kind of melting into each other, and so the energy is just all the same. And to me, that space is very vast and very open and flowing and light, and the details just merge. It's like, how serious do I need to make anything, really?
There, your heart chakra's just opened bigger. Carolyn sent a little message for you. She said, this just popped in, Katie. What would happen if you stepped outside the loop? From this place of infinite possibilities.
Thanks, Carolyn. Maybe that's what I mean when I say everything just merges into one. The loop is, I'm going to use curiosity here instead of frustrating now, because more I'm just looking at it like a scientist, or feeling into it, I should say. It's interesting.
So you're getting curious about your frustration.
Mm.
Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. This is the practical application of our spirituality.
Why I've done that, and it keeps going into my head what you said about it being looking after me and being a protection for me. That makes me really curious why something like that would be, you know. So the curiosity is okay. I'll be open to understand more about that. Because then it becomes my friend, not my foe.
Yep.
Hmm.
Do you know, I've spent the last 16 years eliminating wrongness in my life.
Oops, sorry, what was that, Jenny?
I said I've spent the last 16 years eliminating wrongness from my life with a very big focus on it in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, every time I think of something as wrong, it's problematic.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's right. It's something to be fixed, or it's annoying, or it's frustrating, or whatever, or, you know.
And then there's a feeling
for me, like it's taking over, you know, like I have no control because it's just all encompassing.
So for anyone else on the call today who's got frustration as something that's going on, the message of frustration is that we're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting it to turn out differently. Like Einstein also called that insanity. That was his definition of insanity. But there's a paradox in this. The frustration feels crappy and it's driving us to change, But then finding the curiosity around it is like enables us to enjoy the journey of finding the change. Does that make sense?
Because you're coming with an attitude of curiosity, not frustration. It's completely different energy. One, you've got to fix it. The other, you're more interested in what it is.
Frustration's a powerfully useful emotion. It's a wonderful driver of change.
Yeah, true. But if it's stuck on a loop, it's just hell because there is no understanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I spent 48 years in frustration. I remember where I was and what I was reading and exactly what I was looking at when I read the words. The definition of frustration is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting it to turn out different.
Mm-hmm.
I burst into tears and cried for about 20 minutes. I thought, oh, my God, how come nobody ever told me this? I've spent 48 years in frustration.
Mm.
And the rage.
I didn't know any better either.
The rage that comes from it. But, yeah, knowing that it's just about change and getting curious about that. Carolyn had another idea for your loop. She said the frustration might indicate that you no longer need the loop. And that's the message of the frustration.
Yes.
Have a feel into that.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's just how to stop it, but that sounds very controlling. How to understand it enough that it does dissipate. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so let's get some practicality into this, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those three problems that were competing for your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in the flow. Deb's sent you a beautiful message too. The power of becoming the independent observer of the physical, emotional, mental and spiritual. That helps us bring the... that's part of the process of bringing the spiritual to the practical. So even as I'm talking, you're feeling that feeling of flow around those problems.
Well, it's detaching with life.
Okay. So now you're actually looking.
I just want to say thank you so much for saying that. It's the way you said it earlier when you were saying there to protect me, you know. I didn't think of it like that. I thought it was a pain in the ass. I really like that you said that. Thank you.
All our brain pathways happened like that because they were successful in the moment that they first got established. They looked after us.
Yeah, right.
The fact that further down the track they're not useful anymore, it's a beautiful thing that we can go back and change them. Okay, so now bring that beautiful flow back into the practical. Can each of these problems, as you're feeling into them, can you feel that lovely infinite possibilities with each of them?
Mm.
Now, one of them, your next step, the next step you need to take for one of those has just popped into your mind, has it not?
The curiosity around it.
Ooh. From this place of feeling good, now the inner guidance system can bring you your next step for resolving the practicality of resolving it.
I have this feeling of sending it. I see these big problems there, like entities in my mind, and I'm just wanting to send them the energy of gratitude.
Love.
I want to send them love and gratitude and just say thank you, because it really affected me when you said they're there for a positive, because I was just doing the complete opposite. I was just sending it. And that feels really good when I do that. I don't get a wall come up or anything because the energy is not conducive like that.
Beautiful.
I also got the feeling then to say, I have my wall wanting to come up, and if I go a little too far into any of them, but I have the feeling to say that I can actually say to that energetic wall, you don't need to protect me. Thank you so much.
So what happens when you say that?
There's a real softness around it.
Mm.
There's a real hardness, a really... like a metal wall hardness before, and like coming at it like with a sledgehammer. the feeling is actually, of course, the complete opposite. Coming with softness is actually dissipating the energy of the hardness.
Mm.
So if I hit the wall, I just send it, thank you for protecting me, instead of anger or frustration. And just stop
there. Even frustration is a wonderful thing to be grateful for. It's literally a driver of change. It's literally guiding us to what has to change. And in this case, to solve a problem.
And then we need to get out of the way.
Yeah.
For that problem to be solved. But that's great getting to that point, the awareness, but then it's how to allow the answers to flow through. That's the big thing too for me.
Yeah, we were taught to think of frustration and anger and fear as being bad. You know, I've had a lifetime of thinking of those things as bad, when they are literally wonderful, wonderful guidance. When we can find that willingness and openness and curiosity to understand what they're trying to tell us.
And stop there. That I feel is the thing, is to really come back to the simple for me. Everyone may be different, as you say, everyone's different with their guidance system, but as soon as I start going in a little deeper and start into the problem fixing thing, that's where I lose my flow. So it's a stepping back and just melting into the energy and forgetting the details. That's what gets me into that loop. So that's a big awareness for me too. This is going to start going too far into sorting it out. to come back to the bath of the energy and the flow and just sit there
That's a really good spot.
Just sit there being with it and allowing the answer to come up instead of searching for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Katie. There it is. That's it, isn't it? Stepping back into the flow enables you to allow the answer to come up instead of searching for it.
Yeah, searching. So searching is my middle name, and that's where the frustration starts, that loop. So, yeah, just stepping back and then melting in. And
Sandra says, so easy.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay. You are well and truly established in the flow now, Katie. Around all three of these problems, you are well established in the flow.
I feel it too. So I keep jumping in the afterglow.
So are you really clear on how to stay there or how to re-center yourself there? Earlier, Shelley was in that place, and let me reinforce to everybody where you are. You are literally in harmony with the universe. You are literally in harmony with the universe around all three of those problems that you brought to the seminar this morning, or that you couldn't make your mind up about which one. So you are literally in harmony with the universe. And that opens up infinite possibilities for resolution. Tell me what you think your key is. As you move forward,
we get the message to get out of the way, to keep myself back in the flow.
get yourself back in the flow, because when you're back in the flow, you can allow the answer to come up instead of searching for it.
Oh, completely different for me. The searching, again, I think has become a habitual thing, and that's probably, as you're saying, looking after me, that has worked. Searching has worked in the past.
Well, this is interesting. We've got a bit of a theme going on here today. The searching, because Corinna was talking about this earlier, the searching for the answer is your heart and desire for change. It's a beautiful thing. But the paradox is we can try too hard.
Exactly.
And then the trying too hard drives the answer around. So when you find this place of infinite possibilities, you can allow the answer to flow.
Yes. And also I feel a bit of, for me, a bit of faith is involved. I think a lot of my fix-it stuff came from a place of protection and wanting to, you know, maybe a bit of fear that, you know, if I didn't make it right, then it was all going to go to shit. So there is a softness and a faith in that for me to let go. It's literally letting go. But not letting go into free fall, letting go, stepping back into the flow. So I'm actually supported.
That's a good point. Oh, Katie.
Ah.
It's only taken 15 years, she says, man. We can't become rushed these things,
so
right?
You can actually feel the support of the universe in this place. This is beautiful.
I'm so excited
for you.
I don't have to do it all. I don't have to do it all. Fancy, she says. I feel like stupid little, and then I say, not so obvious afterwards.
Mm. See, you know, we can talk about this stuff till the bloody cows come home.
Yeah.
You know, we can be inspired by other people who say you don't have to do it all yourself. You know, you can use your inner guidance system to figure out what steps you need to take to resolve a problem, and the rest, the universe will take care of, because the universe has got your back. Now, I can say that till the freaking cows come home, but until you feel that inner knowing in yourself, until you know the truth of that to your own bones, it's just inspiration, which is worth jack shit when the crap hits the fan.
Frustration starts as well. But the thing is, the guidance system, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, is a relationship. And for the last year or two, it's been the biggest, keeps coming up to me that the main aim of everything in life, the answer, if you like, to everything in life, of all the questions you come up with, is the relationship I have with my guidance system, higher power, God, whatever name you want to call it. That is so profoundly important, and there's no technique that can do that. That is a real going within.
Yeah.
And feel
well
the
done.
Same. Thank you.
Well done, you. You've just hit the jackpot.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Woohoo! Oh, gosh. Thank you, everybody who's contributed to this morning. Wow. Shelley's just put a hand up. I'm going to keep you open, Katie, while I open Shelley up.
Yeah, Jenny, Katie, thank you so much for that, because I just had a really huge aha moment that I wanted to share. And it was something that Katie said right at the end, was about, I always had this sense of the term letting go, to me, felt like giving up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find that place. And
no.
So, Katie, when you said letting go, not into free fall, but into the flow, there was just a huge aha for me in that moment.
Mm.
Wonderful.
So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Mm.
Thanks.
Gosh, I'm just soaking up all this beautiful energy. You can see why we love this work. We are just so blessed. We're not lucky, because this is heart and desire that's brought us here. We are definitely blessed though. Oh, okay. I'm drawn to let everybody know, I haven't set up the details yet, but I'm drawn to let everybody know that we've got a Practical Happiness online clinic, 4-week clinic coming up in March. I'll pull my finger out and do the details over the next week. But what we've experienced today is a practical application of our spirituality. Do we get how big that is? You know, it's this hardened desire to do better in the world and be the best that we can be, and understanding the application of that into being in harmony with the universe and being able to make profound changes in not just our own lives, but in the lives of everybody around us and in the world around us. Like, we could take a moment in this space to think of the people in the Ukraine at the moment. Feel the flow of energy. J- just imagine if we could get, sorry, I'm going to express that differently. Just imagine the influence that we bring to bear when we apply the practical application of our spirituality, which is literally our inner guidance system, when we apply our inner guidance system to the situation that the world is in at the moment. My heart chakra is just expanding like crazy. So when we think of this situation in the Ukraine, we, and in Russia, and in Australia, and in America, and in Europe, when we think of it, we follow our inner guidance system to understand the part that we are responsible for, the part that we can play in the solution of this. We're not powerless. There's power. I actually think this is why women are so incredibly good at this work, because we understand powerlessness, and through that powerlessness, through this inner guidance work, we can discover power. Infinite possibilities. Just imagine bringing infinite possibilities to the Ukraine. Our thoughts, even our kind thoughts, ripple out into the world and have an impact. But they're not fake kind thoughts. They're not suppressing our fears. They're not suppressing our frustration and our rage. It's following our inner guidance system until we find that feel-good place about what's happening. Yeah, I know. Crazy thought. Because whatever energy we're bringing to this situation is what the people on the other end are feeling from us. Today we have, I don't know, 50 people all sitting in this beautiful amplified field, all feeling into their hearts, all feeling the inner guidance system about whatever energy we're, or whatever, it could be energy, it could be kind thoughts, it could be a practical letter to someone, it could be, who knows, it could be some kind of action, but more often than not, it's what we believe in. The amplified field is roaring. Gosh, can you feel that, Shelley?
Yeah.
It's like we've got this enormous Taurus energy just roaring. And whoomph, out it goes. Wow, that's powerful. Shelley, your thing is feeling the collective energy. What just happened to the collective energy when that Taurus energy just roared outwards like it just did?
Jenny, what I felt was just
kind of what you've been talking about is the rightness of it, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like...
It's hard, isn't it? Because people think that there's rightness behind war
nothing. Yeah, it's like nothing else needs to be done about it. It's because there's a perfection in it somehow, which is crazy.
Well, that's the paradox. You've found the point of the paradox, the rightness behind the wrongness.
Yeah.
Where the energy of the universe flows. That energy, this energy has landed in the Ukraine. It's landed in the boardrooms of the corporate warmongers. It's landed in the politicians' offices. It's landed in Putin's heart. Wow. And what they do with it, the universe will take care of.
Well, Jenny?
Yeah?
Can I say, isn't it a beautiful thing that it's safe to actually say there's rightness in something like what many would see as all wrong? I think that's a beautiful gift in itself.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. What a great way to. There's no coincidence that we were having this seminar today. Just at this particular point of time in the world. Okay, wow, we've gone over people's ability to sit. Carolyn just sent a message. We're the seeds of beautiful energy to change things. And Debs sent me another message saying, love rebels. Wow. Has anybody got any questions just before we finish up? I know we're in this beautiful energy and we can apply this beautiful energy to any questions that anybody has in the chat room. Write them down quick. Karen from Coffs Harbour says, that was so powerful, it made me cry. Thank you. The singer that we were talking about, Adrian, was Leonard Cohen, singer-songwriter. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. We should probably go and listen to that. It's the most, it's a beautiful song. It'd be a beautiful song to finish up our collective yumminess with. Oh, Anna Karen was in from Sweden and it must be midnight there. Much love to you, sweetheart. Okay, we got no questions. I'm not surprised. I think we did a really good job today of feeling into everything. If anything comes up for anything, anybody after this seminar, feel free to email me. And let me know what came up for you and how things are moving forwards over the next few days. Okay, I'm going to open everybody up to say goodbye.
Thank you.
Wow, what an amazing morning, evening in Europe, USA, Canada. Much love to all of you, and see you next time.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. Love you.
Bye, Jenny. Love you, Andrew.
Thank you, everyone.
Damn.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.